Texans have won game one of the 2017 football season, 49-13 over the Lavernia Bears. This is how it went down. Lavernia scored first in the first quarter when Clayton Chadwick's five-yard pass to Raven Brown got into the end zone. Brian Beltran's extra point was blocked, and Lavernia led with 2:23 left to play in the first quarter by a score of 6-0. Texans then scored the next 42 points of the ball game. The first one came when JoJo Weeks hit Hayden Krebs on a 67-yard touchdown pass with 50 seconds left to play in the first quarter. It was Nick Coles on the extra point, and that gave Wimberley the lead that it would never relinquish by a score of 7-6. In the second quarter, Wimberley blew the game wide open, scored three times in the second quarter. Weeks with a 7-yard run with 8:13 remaining in the second. Weeks then with a 28-yard touchdown pass to Krebs with 3:37 left to play in the second quarter. And then the Texans got on the board last in the first half when Weeks tossed a 15-yard touchdown pass also to Krebs. And at a halftime, it was Wimberley 28 and Lavernia 6. Third quarter, Wimberley scored once in the third period. Weeks with a 16-yard touchdown pass to Wyatt Mann. That made it 35-6. Wimberley with that was in the third quarter, late in the third quarter. In the fourth period, it was Guy Kipperis scoring on a 1-yard run. Cole's kick with 5:45 left to play in the ballgame made it Texans 42 and Lavernia 6. James Onion then got into the end zone. His first touchdown of his varsity career, a 3-yard run, and Coles' extra point with 3:02 left to play made it Wimberley 49 and Lavernia 6. Lavernia able to score a touchdown as the clock ran out at the end of the ball game. It was Mendoza with a 2-yard run, and Beltran's kick was good, and that gave us our final score of Wimberley 49 and Lavernia 13. Stay with us, everybody. We'll wrap this one up with Jared Robinson and put a ribbon on this one. When we come back after this brief timeout, you're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
Back at Bear Stadium, Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson, 49-13. Jared, I got to believe we talked about it during the game, but you know that Doug Warren's pretty happy with what he saw here tonight. Great first game for the Texans.
Yeah, there was a, again, we talked about it in the beginning of the game, a little bit of a lull right off the bat. Lavernia kind of jumps out, takes the lead on us, but Wimberley steps back up in a big way after kind of the what would be the first game jitters is what we'll call it, I guess, and obviously, Hayden Krebs having a monster day. JoJo Weeks' day speak for himself. 5 touchdowns, I believe, total. 4 passing, 3 to Krebs, 1 to Wyatt Mann on a post pattern across the middle, and 1 run in right there. So be interesting to see JoJo's stats line as they go. But I really got to tell you, man, the thing that impressed me the most, obviously, I think both you and I thought this was going to be a high-scoring football team all year long.
Sure, absolutely.
The thing that impressed me, what was the question mark coming into this, was is that defense going to step up with 2 losses of Colby Crowder, Ben Garza, Davin Masur, some real key players. And I got to tell you, I was impressed after that first drive, after giving up that first 6, really keeping them to the touchdown with 1 second left. And we'll kind of give the pass on that one, I guess. In essence, it was really shut down the Lavernia Bears. And a pretty good running back. Pretty good running quarterback as well, which has been a fault of ours in the past.
Yeah, I think you're right. Those running quarterbacks do sometimes give the Texans problems. I will say this, we'll know more about the Texans defense next week when they play Giddings.
No doubt,
because they're going to face a lot better opponent next week at home against Giddings. Well, thanks a lot. Let's get out of here. These mosquitoes are killing us.
Yeah, these guys are really whooping us out right here. So we'll be back next week from Texan Stadium. I invite everybody out there who's listening to us. If you are in around the area of Wimberley, come out. Take a look at this team. This team is something special. I encourage you to come out to support them. Pack the stands right there on the first game of the year for the Wimberley Texans. Mike and I will be there as well. Dare I say it, Mike, we will be there in the air-conditioned, mosquito-free
That's exactly
press box
right.
of Wimberley, Texas. I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to it.
Can't wait, and this team's going to be a lot of fun to watch, without question. Game number one for Wimberley is in the books. Once again, our final from Bear Stadium in Lavernia is Wimberley 49 and Lavernia 13. Our game tonight was brought to you by Seton Medical Center Hayes, Communicare of Wimberley, Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter in Dripping Springs, AMM Collision Center in San Marcus in Dripping Springs, State Farm agent Byron Eccles, Onion Creek Volkswagen, Austin Community College, REMAX agent A.J. Harwood, and Ball Brothers Paint and Drywall. A reminder, as Jared said, we are back on the air next Friday night for a home opener for Wimberley Texans, hosting the always tough Giddings Buffaloes game time at 7:30, and we will go on the air with our pregame show at 7:15. Thanks to Jared Robinson for his solid work as always, and thanks to my boy Miles Blackwell. He started doing this when he was 2011, and as an 8-year-old, he's 14 now, and he's out in the truck. He got tired of these mosquitoes, so at any rate, he grew a bunch.
I think he grew 4 inches over the summertime.
Boy, there's no doubt about that. He's got a little chin whiskers, too.
Yes, all of that.
Once again, our final tonight from Lavernia. Wimberley 49, Lavernia 13. I'm Mike Blackwell. Until next Friday night in Wimberley, good night, friends.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes and remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.